Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
It's a super holiday getaway weekend.
Yeehaw!
Oh, we're so excited. Look at that. The fireworks have come out and everything. I'm going to spend the next hour reading all the travel statistics that I have gathered. Beginning with 1.1 million people, John, will pass through LAX this long holiday week.
I'm going to get a weapon.
Do you know? Just take a guess.
Yesterday, fire warning shot at him or something, would you?
No, I think this is fascinating trivia. Yesterday was supposed to be the busiest day in U.S. airspace. Counting the airlines, the military, and some private flights, how many flights do you think were up in the air yesterday?
I know.
10,000.
10,000, says Eric Sklar. What does John Cobalt say?
Oh, 60.
John Cobalt wins. 52,203 flights were scheduled on.
No, I meant 60. Actually.
Yes, so I win.
Yeah. No, oh, I was going to say 52,000 because no, I said
had,
it yesterday
you
in my
the
news.
Answer. That doesn't count.
No, in my
shut
head.
Shut up.
In my head.
She's the girl in the front row.
Yeah, really? Would you just sit down?
I did the friggin' story
who cares?
Yesterday.
Who cares?
I obviously do.
No one listens to your news anyway.
How do you know that, Ken?
Pipe down. Holy mackerel. She is annoying, and it's only 107.
Oh, I'm leaving. I quit.
I knew that. I said that yesterday. Holy mackerel. Oh, I got to get one of those little punch things installed in your news booth so I can press a button and boom.
Somebody didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
No, I was having fun, and you ruined it with your little girl's stupid first grade crap. Good God. and we did this to bother John, and now it's turned into his enjoyment. How's that for a turnaround?
I'm the only one having a good time here.
Yeah, I see that. We do have reason to celebrate, though, here on the John and Ken Show, because, well, there's a caveat to it, but Senate Bill 14, which would add sex trafficking of minors to the list of serious felonies under California's penal code, and you could end up with a strike, has passed its way out of the described as powerful Assembly Appropriations Committee. This just happened in the last hour.
Yeah, this story came across at 12:17.
Yeah, I would imagine it happened late in the morning. And that's good news in that the bill is alive and now can be voted on by the full Assembly. It's already a winner in the Senate. They did amend it, though. I wouldn't call this troubling yet. We're going to try to get Shannon Grove back on the show, the state senator from Bakersfield, who is the primary author of the bill and has been pushing hard for this for a long, long time. This is a saga that began months ago because when it went through the state Senate without a problem, it hit the Public Safety Committee in the Assembly, and that was that. They killed it. Until public pressure led them to, well, we'll put it in the suspense file. And that means it's subject to the Appropriations Committee review. Today is like their last day for a while. I guess they're taking a holiday break and then...
I'm sure they need a break. So it's hard, exhausting work screwing up the state.
Yes. So among the objections, none of which made any sense, it's all about we don't want any more prison time. We've been spending 15 years releasing prisoners and minimizing prison time. Don't give us a bill that could increase prison time. But they couldn't say that because they may not play so well with the public. So they came up with a really dumb one. What if victims are ensnared in this new law?
Did you ever hear, ever, somebody use that as an excuse not to pass a law with criminal penalties?
Because the victims might, could be victimized further, or as the Times puts it, re-traumatized.
Of course they would put it that way. I've never heard of that involving any crime anywhere. The idea that if you pass a tough law on criminals, it'll get the victims in prison. There's no such thing. That doesn't happen. That's impossible.
Yeah, they came up with this argument that sometimes the victims of sex trafficking, because they're like hostages, they somehow identify or cooperate with their captors.
Show me where they...
come in and you break the whole gang up, you might drag them in too.
Where's the case that this happened?
I think I heard it happen in, what's her name? Jeffrey Epstein's procurer? What was her name?
But she wasn't under coercion. She wanted to do that.
Oh, that's the argument they tried to make, that kind of forced her to procure the girls for him.
No, they just make stuff up.
They do.
Those are defense lawyers making up wild defenses. That doesn't happen. In fact, the prosecutor will use those people who got coerced as witnesses. Those are the people who flip, and they don't get any jail time. They don't get charged as long as they rat out the guy who runs the operation. So that's completely false. Entirely a farce.
The Times, and actually, listen to this paragraph. Democrats on the committee raised concerns that the bill could end up prosecuting victims who were forced into a cycle of human trafficking and re-traumatize those who had survived abuse. They also cast doubt on expanding California's three strikes law, a relic of the state's tough-on-crime past. A relic. See, the Times is trying to act like we're already beyond that. We're in this new era.
It's not
now,
a relic. Right? It's absolutely necessary. For the rest of our human existence, you have to have something like this.
It's the last thing holding up the criminal justice system. They have tried to tear it apart several times, it's still the reason that we had really low crime rates for quite a few years.
Yeah, no, this is propaganda. This is just left wing propaganda, as usual. But this is good news, and Shannon Grove will hopefully tell us on the air because she said she would. What the details are, if there are any serious concessions that were made.
Yeah, this is the only amendment we know of. It's to do something for people who could be prosecuted, yet they're child sex trafficking victims. I don't know how they wrote that. I don't know whether or not she has a concern about that, but I think she's doing a media veil, but we're trying to get her on the show before we go off.
It's a fake issue. Look, they don't want to. They want to empty the prisons. They want everybody out of the prisons.
Right.
Period. So you start there. At least if they'd have an honest conversation, hey, we want everyone out of the prisons. Then we could say, oh, really? That sounds really bad. Why do you want to do that? How is life better if you let everyone out of the prisons? Don't get bogged down in victims being re-traumatized. That's a complete distraction, a smokescreen.
Oh, they know took something that's really, really, really unlikely to happen and blew it up into a reason to oppose the bill, right?
They know the dumb cluck writer at the LA Times, Hannah Wiley, will end up giving half the article to Democratic concerns about re-traumatizing victims. And she did. She did, as her masters ordered her to do.
All right. We hope to get Shannon Grove on before we head out. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. And after, excuse me, That was a tough lunch. After 4 o'clock, go to the iHeart app for John and Ken On Demand, the podcast, and you can listen to what you missed all weekend.
All right, this is how idiotic Sacramento really is. I guess I wasn't really following this over the years. They call this Suspense Day in Sacramento. This is one of their last sessions before they take time off of the holiday and other crap. Anyway, they just had time off of the summer. Who really cares? I'm glad they're part-time. So today, they go through bills, perhaps hundreds of them, in this appropriations committee, what's called the suspense file. And that's for a lot of the bills, because if the bill costs the state more than 50 grand from the general fund or 150 grand from the state's other funds, it has to go through this suspense file appropriations committee review. Basically, what they do is they just run right through them. There's no hearing, debate, anything. The bills just pop up and the committee goes yes or no and they move on. So we're saying this because Senate Bill 14, which we just talked about, that's the one that's going to go after the child sex traffickers for a serious offense, which could lead to definitely a lot more prison time. But I'm just saying it's idiotic because, you know, you think about this. This is a powerful committee which can kill or advance bills, and they just snap their fingers in like 3 seconds. Allegedly, they'll say, well, I'm aware of this bill. I've studied it. But it's just bizarre, very bizarre practices they have.
And they have a lot. Because the Assembly Committee has 297 of these to consider, and the Senate 558.
Crazy.
So
and it isn't just that bill. I was looking through this list. There's that bill in there. It's called Senate Bill 94, which is going to release the murderers. Remember we talked about that? Dave Cortez?
Yes.
If you committed a murder before, I think the date is June something, 1990, and you served at least 25 years, you can apply for release. Doesn't matter if you got the death penalty or you got life in prison without parole.
So there's no such thing as life without parole. So
we told you that.
Some of you squishes who are willing to accept a compromise on the death penalty. Well, I'm okay with it if it's life without parole. There is no such thing anymore as life without parole. If this bill passes, then it's 25 years and you're gone. And it doesn't matter what you've done. 25 years will be the effective maximum sentence.
And I repeat, the bill would authorize an individual sentenced to death or serving life without parole. So how long before Scott Peterson qualifies, John? I mean, he's been in there for 20 years, I guess, or almost.
So now there's no death penalty in California, and there's no life without parole in California. There's not even a 30-year sentence anymore, no matter how vicious the murder was.
So we're trying to find out how that one did, because we did talk about that bill. As we said, the bill about the child sex traffickers apparently did get out of the Appropriations Committee. So next up will be a vote.
Yeah, I want to see
in the State Assembly.
I want to see President Newsom sign that one. Come on, bring it on. They got the TV commercials loaded up and ready to go. Gavin Newsom lets out every murderer in California. That's what would happen.
Yeah. The website I'm looking at just reviewed some of these bills up for review today in the state Senate and the state Assembly. Some of them deal with mundane issues, but some of them, like I mentioned, the serious felony for the sex traffickers and also releasing the murderers, decriminalizes some hallucinogenic drugs. But they're always pushing that one, aren't they? I mean,
yeah, I know. Because we don't have enough people face down in the street.
Exactly right. Let's add mushrooms.
Not enough drug addicts.
That could kill you. Right. Right. They want to raise the minimum wage for healthcare workers. Oh, don't they always want to do this? Fast track the construction of affordable housing. Disaster relief assistance to undocumented immigrants is also on the docket today.
What? Illegal aliens are getting free money to rebuild?
Yeah. Honestly. Says here, hearings on the suspense file happen twice a year. Fridays will be the final one to assess bills that started in the opposite house, because that was State Senator Shannon Grove's bill in the state Senate. So this is the assembly. So this is how it works. And they just charge right through.
It says
no testimony, no discussion. And oftentimes the committee does not publicly disclose why a bill is even blocked.
Well, these are bills that have passed already.
Yeah, in this case, this one passed the state Senate.
Right, right. And so now this is just a mechanism to assess whether they want to spend the money or not.
Yeah. Do you think it's worth spending the money on child sex traffickers? Of course.
Yeah, right.
There has to be a debate over that, though.
That's now they can kill the bill based on the cost, or they can kill it just because it's become too controversial and use cost as an excuse,
which is, you know, cover. Right.
So
this bill on sex trafficking, of course, comes with the usual left-leaning public safety organization comment. Smart Justice California, Natasha Binsker. Senate Bill 14 doesn't actually meet the needs of the victims, doesn't address the causes of the problem. They always hide behind that one, the causes. What? We're approaching the conversation from a completely wrong direction. If we're going to increase penalties, we can't prosecute our way out of this.
I reject all her premises there.
I know.
I have no interest in the causes. I don't care. And by the way, that's another cover story. They just want to open the prisons. They don't think it's proper for a government to imprison its citizens. That's their extremist viewpoint. So they have to come up with all this fancy language and diversionary arguments. Oh, let's talk about the causes. No, let's not talk about the causes. I don't care. Well, if this guy has killed this woman over here, then he should go to prison for the rest of his life. I don't care about his problems. There's no way to solve his problems. It's impossible. This is all a smokescreen to get you diverted and talking about other pointless things like how do we rehabilitate people? You don't.
Oh, and one more worth mentioning is Constitutional Amendment 1. Makes it easier for local governments to increase taxes, quote, for affordable housing and infrastructure projects by lowering the voter threshold for approval. This is another bypass around Proposition 13. This happens, it seems like, every couple of years they try this. Even if it passes through the legislature, it would be on the ballot for us to approve.
Yeah, so...
And, of course, we'd be a no on that. They want to make it like 55% instead of two-thirds or something like that. Is that usually what they try to do?
Yeah, the two-thirds majority rule saves us billions of dollars in extra taxes. So if this comes up for a public vote next year, then definitely a no.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, why not? All right, again, we're going to stand by. We hope to talk to State Senator Shannon Grove. During the show this afternoon, the Republican from Bakersfield finally got her bill. It'll be voted on the full assembly floor after passing the state Senate. And, of course, it goes after the child sex traffickers with harsher penalties. But one thing to point out, because even the Times article said this, there's already stiff penalties for, but we went through this. These penalties are often reduced by good time, halftime, all the other shenanigans they pull to lessen prison sentences. Some guy can get a 12-year sentence and be out in just several years. So to try to get around that, you give him a longer sentence. So even if they reduce it, it's still a long sentence.
I think Shannon says that this would make it assured that they'll serve at least 12 years.
Exactly.
So by the way, I have some champagne that Shannon left behind. She said we could use for celebration.
For?
Well, she said
Mark Ridley Thomas.
If we're still celebrating Mark Ridley Thomas, we're celebrating this this bill passing.
Well, it hasn't passed the assembly yet, but
I know, but
probably will.
She already drank three quarters of the bottle, so
yeah,
I've got to pour it today.
Keep an eye on her. I have some concerns.
She said, "Here, you can have this," and I'm thinking, "Hey, it's almost empty."
There you go. About to another topic. You know what's missing from this suspense file bill voting that's going on in Sacramento today?
What?
I didn't see anything in there about the smash and grab robberies.
No.
Seems to be missing. Of course, if you listened yesterday, if you missed it, listen to the podcast. There's a Democratic county supervisor from the Bay Area. Not the most powerful politician in the state, but at least he's a Democrat. He's from the Bay Area. He says we got to do something about Prop 47
with all of the
shoplifting.
He wants to rescind the whole thing.
Rescind it. Kill it.
Because it's directly connected to all these smash and grab robberies. Period. It is.
So CHP made a big deal out of this. Working with the LAPD, California Highway Patrol's Southern Division Organized Retail Crime Task Force. Boy, that's a long name, huh? The Southern Division Organized Retail Crime Task Force. They announced that they did a raid, and a man and a woman have been arrested. They apparently were part of a theft ring. They had $198,000 worth of stolen products in some kind of a warehouse or building. It says here they are considered fences. They're selling stolen retail merchandise in the downtown Los Angeles area. It says here the location where they got all this stuff was not revealed. But I want to call your attention to this little detail in the story because I think it's kind of telling about what we're talking about. They recovered $198,000 worth of product, but it was 13,906 stolen items. I did the math. That's an average of $14 an item.
Well,
doesn't sound too exciting, does it?
If you see the photo, it's bottles of, looks like makeup.
Oh, I'm looking at a photo. It looks like a bunch of underwear or socks. It says it was from Victoria's Secret and CVS.
No, underwear at Victoria's Secret is a lot more than
it's expensive.
$14.
Or, yeah, a lot more.
Yeah, well, this is probably wiped out by stuff like, looks like socks from CVS.
It looks like lipstick and...
Yeah, you see, they have it laid out on these tables.
Yeah, I might have a different picture. Looks like
shaving
cream.
Well, actually, if you we're online, you can scroll through like 7 pictures. Sorry. Oh, okay. Now I know which picture you're looking at. Okay, you're looking at picture 5. Right. That does look like makeup and lipstick and
shaving cream.
Gloss or shaving cream. Yeah, I guess so.
I say or maybe it's underarm deodorant.
Yeah.
It's a black and white photo, so I can't make out all the details. But so this is the stuff they're stealing when they go into a Walgreens or CVS. This is the stuff they clear off the shelf and they put it in a trash bag and then they carry the big trash bag out. There's been video of that stuff.
In fact, they take it to this ring, which sells it to people. I don't know whether on the street or they post on social media, come to this location and buy stuff cheap. Like it says here, cosmetics, bras, underwear, razors, deodorant, and other toiletries.
So they opened up their own store in this warehouse building?
That's what it looks like. They didn't say where. The location was not named as to where they got this, where they did this raid and got all this stuff. And they've only arrested one man and one woman, whose names also were not released.
Right. So what's their background? Because one is 47, one is 43. They must have committed 100 crimes between the two of them.
These are the people that they've all been screaming about. It's not the shoplifters. It's the people that operate these large rings where they resell the merchandise. Okay. We got to get them.
Here's the thing. It says the fence location was using a makeshift storefront-style display to sell the stolen retail merchandise.
Oh, so it made people think they were shopping in some sort of outlet for Victoria's Secret or something?
They set up their own storefront in downtown L.A.?
That's bold.
Selling the stuff that they stole from the other stores?
Well, they didn't steal it. People stole it for them and brought it to them.
No, yeah, but
and
it's
then
all
they give the thief a cut, I guess.
It's all part of the same ring, though.
And then they mark it up, and it's probably still cheaper than buying this in the store.
This is a business. They just work in different departments. I'm in procurement, and you're in distribution.
And I don't want to diminish the value of this task force, but $198,000, okay, where's the other millions that have been stolen?
Oh, yeah,
I'm sure this has added up to millions over the past couple of years.
Yeah, where are Deborah's stolen handbags?
Yeah, where's the really expensive stuff from the Gucci stores and those high-end jewelry stores?
Yeah, the Nordstrom's haul. Right. Oh, the jewelry store from Pasadena was $500,000 worth of jewelry.
Yeah, they pepper sprayed the guy there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd that go? I'd like to see where that is.
And by the way, you know what? Very few identities on the people they've caught. Nobody's releasing their arrest history except for that one woman we talked about earlier this week who was arrested on August 8th for 2 felony robbery incidents. And then she was released without bail by George Gascon. And she on the 11th, she was part of the Nordstrom's hoard. Thanks, George.
And I don't think she's alone.
Well,
I mean, we found that from, what was it, the Free Beacon? You're not going to see any of our local media do that kind of digging to see what these people's criminal past are.
A small Washington, D.C. website had the story, had the name. So the L.A. Times and all the television stations, 2, 5, 11, 7, 4, all of them could have the story and the name. We could see the mugshot. We could see the details of the charges. We could see a rap sheet. Nobody's broadcasting it. Nobody's writing about it. Just the Washington Free Beacon. Can you imagine that? Anybody ever hear the Washington Free Beacon? Well, they had the story, and it's a true story.
All right. We're going to get an update, well, not only on Senate Bill 14, the one that would punish the child sex traffickers, but also the one we just mentioned this hour, Senate Bill 94, is the one that's going to release the murderers. Doesn't matter whether or not you got the death penalty or life in prison without parole, there is a bill. It's making its way through Sacramento, which would allow you, if you committed the murder before the date 1990 and you've served 25 years, to get your freedom. All right, when we come back, what I think is the most extreme example of the old guy who says, "Don't bother me with your new contraptions. I'm fine with what I have." John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app for the John and Ken On Demand podcast. After 4 o'clock, and then all weekend long, you can listen to what you missed today.
All right. Well, we already told you Senate Bill 14 got out of this Appropriations Committee in Sacramento. A big step because it now will be voted on by the full assembly. That's the one that's really going to go after the child sex traffickers. The other bill that advanced, not so good. Senate Bill 94, that's going to let the murderers out. Not kidding you. If you committed murder and got life in prison without parole or even the death penalty, and it's been 25 years that you've served, and it happened before June of 1990, the murder. You have a shot at freedom. We're going to talk about that with Assemblyman Bill LaSalle after the news.
Yeah.
At
so
2 o'clock.
There is no murder, no matter how vicious, that guarantees life without parole. None.
And Bill, of course, worked with prosecutors. He was a prosecutor, so he'll really have a lot to say about this.
That's why we should have killed a lot of these murderers. And people go, no, life without parole. No. We told you years ago this was what they were going to do. They were going to chip away at life without parole from the inside.
So I saw a story last night where my jaw kind of dropped. It's about a man that for 70 years has lived in an iron lung. The iron lung is an airtight capsule, covers everything but your head. It sucks oxygen through negative pressure, forcing the lungs to expand to allow you to breathe. The man that's been in the iron lung for 70 years, unfortunately, contracted polio. See? The value of vaccines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was born in 1946, and in 1952, he contracted polio, just 6 years old. His name is Paul Alexander. Guinness World Records has declared him the longest iron lung patient ever.
Yeah, there aren't
too many. Could you imagine a life like that? But he's lived. He's 76 years old, and he's gotten like a law degree. Well, he's actually done a lot with his life.
No, and that's another part of the story here, that he graduated high school and college, and he got a law degree, and he practiced law for several decades and wrote a memoir, and the whole time he's in the iron lung. And so I don't want to hear about somebody's obstacles in life as to why they can't work for a living and they can't live in a house or afford a house or afford rent or whatever their complaint is. If this guy in the iron lung could lie there for 70 years and get all this accomplished.
They don't make them anymore. The last time they made the iron lung was in the 1960s. But he's still hanging on to this one, and it's clanking away. He refuses to get another hole in his throat. If he did that, he could use a newer device, which would probably allow him a little more freedom than this contraption where only his head is popping out. But he just didn't want to do that. And in an interview he did, he just said, I got used to this contraption. I'm going to stay with it.
But all you see is his little head sticking out of the end.
This
is a huge tank.
It's like being in a strange space capsule with just your head sticking out the top. You see what he's got there? It's like a mirror at the top, or maybe it's a screen for going online or something? I don't know. There's like a mirror. Did you see it attached?
Yeah, I think it's a mirror, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess it requires a lot of care. He's had some financial problems, and it's even believed that he was ripped off by people who pretended to help him.
Oh, yeah.
He requires round-the-clock care at a facility in Dallas, Texas. He struggles to maintain his iron lung, afford health care, find housing that accommodates his needs. Yep. He lives in a small one-room apartment that does not even have a window, according to a GoFundMe plea that was put up last year.
Yeah, so, polio vaccines work if you hear any morons who are across the board anti-vaccine.
Yeah.
And there's all, because it attacks the motor neurons on the spinal, in the spinal cord. So the central nervous system and the muscles can't speak to one another.
Now, he can get out there for brief periods because it says he's learned to briefly breathe outside the iron lung. Mm. Frog breathing, a technique, uses the throat muscles to force air past the vocal cords, allowing the patient to swallow oxygen one mouthful at a time, pushing it down the throat into the lungs. Imagine that. Imagine just not really being able to breathe. That's really a hardship.
I want to yell about this guy to the vagrants laying on the sidewalk.
That's right.
It's like, don't tell me your story. There's a guy laying in an iron lung for 70 years. You want to go meet him? Want to hear his story?
He went to school, got a law degree.
Yeah, and he's not injecting meth.
All right, when we come back, another of the chapter of insidious legislation in Sacramento. The focus will be on one known as Senate Bill 94. It's the work of a state senator I think we threw in the dumpster a couple of months ago, Dave Cortese. This is going to allow murderers freedom. Doesn't matter if they got the death penalty. Doesn't matter if they got life in prison without parole. If they meet certain qualifications, they can apply for freedom. As we said, clearing out the prisoners, including the murderers. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.